Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. 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 Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight. Welcome tonight. Welcome, 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 welcome. Before we go into prayer tonight, let's invite the Holy Spirit in this place. The Holy Spirit is the leader. The Holy Spirit is the one that guides. The Holy Spirit is the one that gives all the information. So let's welcome him tonight. Amen. Tonight is night of prayer, supernatural house of prayer tonight. And I believe the Spirit of God is going to do some things tonight and breakthroughs. I usually not really, I really don't really used to, just type in the chat. I really don't. Sonia or Kenneth is the one that really type in the chat. But tonight I just felt led by my spirit. Just felt led by my spirit to put something in. Because really, I am not a person for even computers or stuff like that. But the Holy Spirit is the one who's leading and the one who's guiding. So let's bow now and go to his throne and seek his face that he can give us supernatural insight. Every single one of us online as a participant that we are hearing from the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when we come online, we come to hear from the Holy Spirit, not from man, but to just to come in and just sit at his feet and just to hear what he have to say to us and how he's going to do his execution by ministering to our spirit man. Hallelujah. So tonight, Lord God, I come and I actually just put myself behind the cross and I just give you my body. First, I repent and I ask you to forgive me from all sins, that you could wash me and cleanse me. Clean, I'm clean. And all you could see, Father God, is the blood of Jesus flowing through my veins tonight. The blood of Jesus only. So tonight, Father, I repent and I move back and I let you, Lord Jesus, come forth and minister to us. I place myself in the us collectively, all of us tonight, where we are hearing from you tonight. Where we are hearing and seeing and knowing because you are speaking through man. And all you are looking for, Lord God, is a person that you can work through and live through, that man may come to know that you are alive and you are not dead. So tonight, mighty God, precious Holy Father, I come. I yield myself to you, hide myself up behind the cross, let you now come before and be glorified. Glorify yourself through me or through any one of us tonight, Lord God. Let everything that we do tonight, we do it in order, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bow before you. We welcome your presence tonight. Holy Spirit, speak through me that I may be able to minister effectively to your people. Father God, I pray tonight that if you're not speaking and the things that coming out of my mouth, that the people that's listening, that their ears will be blocked. Yes. Because you see, Father, you want them to hear what you want them to hear from you, not from man, but from you. So tonight we bow. Tonight we back off and we back up and let you come forward. Ministering spirit of the Holy Ghost. Ministering spirit of the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because the ministering spirit is coming through you, Holy Spirit. The third party of the Godhead is you. My God, my God, my God, my God. Yeah, let the cleansing come. Let the refreshing water come. I hear the word refreshing time. Drink of this water, saith he. Drink now of this water. Drink now of this refreshing source, which is going to quench and cool your thirst. Drink now, saith the Father God. Drink now from this well and come forth. Drink, I say, drink now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we drink from that water. We cleanse ourselves to drink from that water. We cleanse ourselves to drink from that water, Lord God Almighty. That cleansing water. That water that we could put our feet in and we could dangle it from the east, the west, the north, and the south. And that water will cleanse us, Father. That water will be like the smoke of the fire that will come through the feet, go all the way up, come all the way up and come out, go to the mouth. And come out and come out. Whatever that's in there, any kind of impurity, Lord God Almighty, that water will come and it will trouble our bodies. It will clean us. It will clean our mind. It will clean our soul. It will clean our intellect. It will clean every part, every facet of the being. Lord God Almighty, we are a three-part being. We represent you here on this earth. We are, according to Thessalonians, it is stating that we have a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your spirit come forth now out of our loins. Let the Holy Spirit come now tonight and let it minister to us in the word of God declare tonight that if you pray in the spirit and if you have no interpretation, you are actually building up yourself in the spirit, man. Oh, Ramasekoshi, I build up myself tonight, God. Man, no, my. I lay myself, Lord God. I lay myself, flat, God, on the rug. I lay myself, God, and let you come forth and stand strong. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Yes. Yes. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Ba sekelede. I urge you tonight, if you know somebody that need a breakthrough, I urge you to just forward this information to them. Let they come into the flow of this water. The water is troubled. The water is troubled. The water is troubled tonight. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here, and the water is troubled tonight. Leno kumba seriba, yenema. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Minister tonight, God. Minister to the individuals, God. Minister to the individual. Father God, if they're tired, I see tiredness tonight, God. I see tiredness tonight, God. Break it down, Lord God. Break down a spirit of tiredness, God. I see people doing too much, God. I see them doing too much, God. Let's get back. Let's get back in you, Holy Ghost. Let's get back in you, Holy Father. Let's get back in the family. You are the first person. You are the first person. You are all three in one. Let's get back in you, Almighty God. First things first. 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 And I'm a key to first things first. The water is first thing first. First things first tonight. The Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the same in one. You could use them interchangeable. They're the same person. Anamosikirida. Fire in the Holy Ghost. Fire, Lord God, we need cleaning. Oh my God, we need the water pot to just break open. We just need to just break open. Let it goes into the dungeon. Quenches, quenches. I hear the word quench. That means somebody is thirsty. That means somebody is dry and they need to drink this water. Come now and drink of this water, say the Lord. Come now and drink of this water, say the Lord. I see people with mucus. I think maybe that's for me. With mucus, I mean coughing, and they want it to come out and it just can't go. That might be for me. If it's for somebody else, hold on to it. Hold on to it. Mucus is being moved. Mucus is being moved. I put my hand out of my throat because I've been having this from January. I see it being moving now. I command you to cleanse it. Hold on to it. Take it, because we remember last week we talk about the then, and we say we walk into the now according to Hebrews 11 verse 1. So the then, we've been healed before the foundation of the earth. So we take it now. We take it now in the name of Jesus, and we command it to go in Jesus' mighty name. Bloodline, I see bloodline, I see bloodline. It's like an egg. I mean, it's like an egg, and they just break it. It just break it open. It just like it smashed it. It just like it mess smashed it. And all the corruption in our bloodline, I just see it smash. I just see it just like break open. And I just see the yellow running out, which is the corruption, say the Father. I see it running out. And you know what? It's like an organic egg, and it just running out because it says, "Oh, it was supposed to be clean." No, it's not clean. The white part of it is clean. The what? Not even the white, but when you open it before you fry it or before you boil it, it is white and it runs. Now you could have that in the spirit, and you could say that's the cleansing. You could say that's the holy. You could say the yellow one is the corruption. So we bind the spirit of corruption in the generation. Hold on to it. Don't you dare let go. This is going out to your generation. This is going to your bloodline. This is going, you're taking the P's and the E's from your mama. You're taking the P's and the E's from your papa. When I say P's, I mean peas. You're boiling it in the pot. The P's gotta get small. If it's red peas, it's red. It got to be boiled out. You're taking it, you're taking it, you're holding on to it, no matter what it might look like. It has to go through a crushing. You are going through a crushing tonight. You are on the crush. Oh, yes, I see us on the crushing. We are crushed. We are being pressed out. I see somebody say something this week about the oil. Man, I see it right now again. Lord Jesus Christ, it just come up in my spirit. We are being purged. I don't know about you, but I need to be clean. I don't know about you, but I need to be cleansed. I don't know about you, but my whole entire generation need a flush out and a wash out. You better hold on to this. Nobody is exempt. When I come online tonight, I felt like writing in the chat part that God was gonna do something different. I felt it. I felt it. And I said, "Lord, I hide myself. Lord, I put myself on the back burner. Lord, use me. Lord, come forth." And that's what he's doing. He is ministering through me. That's what he does when he want to take over your body. That's what he does when you come into the hospital. That's what he does when you have terminal illness, illness that the doctor can't even cure. But when you come into the hospital of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost sent forth the agent. And when they come in that hospital, they come out with a scalpel. They come out with everything that they need to do the operation. And they operate right there. Man don't even have to see it, but when they touch, they will say, "What's going on? I just get a report from someone today. Honestly, they thought it was cancer. Spitting up blood. But then the report today was no cancer." They had to go and they had to recheck again. That is what the Holy Spirit will do through us. He is putting us on the battlefield. He is teaching us how to pray. He is teaching us how to intercede. Now, these prayers are just not my prayers only. Even when you're not on the line and I'm praying in the day while you're at work and I'm here working with the Spirit to minister to His people, you are a part. Even if you give to the ministry, you are a part. When I go out and when I minister out there in the massive, you are a part. You are a part of the holy tabernacle. We are all the holy tabernacle because we're tabernacling with Him. He is living through us. He is not living in a building anymore. He is living inside of us. Remando babaraba. Masoto. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I sustain thee. I keep thee. I go before you. He said, I always remember that I am the I am. Lord God. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty. There goes the fire of the Holy Ghost. There goes the fire of the Holy Ghost. There goes the fire coming down from heaven. There goes the fire. If you just put your hand out and release and receive the fire of God in your body, you will actually feel that fire. When I lift my hand, I could actually feel the fire going out of my hand over the earways, over the byways, over anywhere you are. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This fire comes. It comes to change. When this fire comes, it comes to set the captive free. When this fire comes, it is cleansing time. The fire represents the Holy Spirit. And it is here. It is here right now. Fall in love with the Spirit of God. That is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Embrace. If you feel lonely, if you feel like you can't talk to anyone, hug yourself. And you know what? While you are doing that, you will feel the presence of God illuminating all over your body, all over your being. Why? Because He is a spirit. And those that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You not only need the Holy Spirit, but you have to be truthful. If you're telling lies, repent. He understands and change from those lies because he wants to live in truth. Hold up, I see. It is like liquid fire right now. It is like liquid. And it has been shut up in my bones. And when I lift my hands tonight, and when you look, don't look at me. Look into the palm of my hands, especially my right hand, this hand. Look, and you are going to feel, just look. There is a fire in this hand. And when this you when I move, I can feel it. It going to change. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Your doctor is going to see changes. Fire! Wives and husband is going to see changes. Fire! Children are going to see changes in their mama and their daddy. You are going to see changes in your household. Fire of the Holy Ghost! So you're saying it's taking so long, but he said, everything that I do it in time. There's a scripture in the Bible, Ecclesiastic, and he says that everything have a season. That's what I hear. And like he said, I just hear therefore season. He said it's seasonal. That's the word he just said. It is seasonal. And there is four seasons. You got spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And he is saying, you never know when your season is going to come. All you have to do is to walk in the now. There it goes again, that same word keeps coming back to us, the then and the now. My God, my God, he is trying to tell us, do not go around feeling sorry for yourself. Now I see this table. You see how we go around sometimes seeing the Jesus sitting with disciples? Now here we are, every last one of us, and even the ones that's going to hear this prayer on a later date. I hear the word of the Lord saying we're sitting not only at his feet, but we are participating, okay? Yeah, around his table. When you go to somebody's home, say for instance, the person hasn't seen you for a while. Like when I go to Connecticut and I see my friends in Connecticut, that they haven't seen me for a while, my daughters and my sons, they embrace me. They hug and we kiss and we just have a good time. And that's the same thing the Holy Spirit is saying tonight. Sit around this table with him. Forget about every other things. Sit around the table and let him entertain you. Let him tell you how much he miss you. And you tell him how much you miss him and how much you want to be with him. He is looking for intimacy. That's what I heard. I pray to God somebody is taking this down tonight, because at the end of the day, when this is over, I need to hear this for myself. You see, when I talk at night or even days, I am talking on the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Something is in my teeth. On the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to let that distract, because something is in my teeth and it's trying to, and I'm not going to let that take me out of this, take me out. I'm not going to be sidetracked. I'm going to keep moving in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is real. The enemy is also real. We have to know when the enemy comes in to distract, like he wants to distract right now. And I am not going to let him distract me. And the Father is saying, that's exactly how we have to be. Especially, he says, what is coming now and down the pike. That means there's something that is coming down the pipe. That's what he's saying. And he's saying, do not get distracted. Do not get overwhelmed. Sit around his table. I see this long table, and I see a massive a group amount of people around his table, and we're all talking and smiling and laughing. And that's what he's looking for. It doesn't have to be any kind of eloquent words or anything big or no. He's looking for you to come and talk to him. The same way how my daughters and my son will call me and say, hi, mom, or hi, whatever that he want to call me. It's the same way. You could go talk to him. You could go talk to him. Holy Spirit of the living God. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you. That one that is in need, he says, stretch your hand out. Stretch your hands out. Stretch your hands out. Now, you know, I would love to open my eyes, but I can't even open my eyes. Focus your attention on my right hand. When the Father deals with this right hand with me, when the fire of God, see, every single part of my body have different distinctions. This hand means something, and this one needs something. If I'm out there and if I'm ministering and I'm ministering in the spirit and I start moving and I'm doing war, I minister out of my belly and I'm doing war. My feet is warm. My eyes is doing all of my body. And you have to get in tune with God for yourself. And you have to actually, as a minister, ask the Holy Spirit, what does my body that you live through, God? What is my body saying when I'm doing different things? What does this hand mean? What does the left or the right hand mean? You got to go talk to him. You got to talk to him. Like this right hand, it means something different. When I put this right hand up, and when the fire of God is going through this right hand, it is going to bring breakthrough. Because this hand deals with healing, and it also deals with anything to do in the spirit, like witchcraft or any things that really, 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 really derogatory, like witchcraft and witches and demonic spirits and stuff like that. And this right hand, I'm sorry. It's for a reason. Heavenly Father has removed strategically in the spirit tonight. I pray, Almighty God, that you will come in and you will separate evil out of this one's life. You will drive back the force of the enemy. I command every lying spirit that comes in to detest, that comes in to shake and break this individual or individuals. I put my hand up. Yeah, and I'm in somebody's house right now. I'm in the home, and in the when you go into the kitchen, it's mostly like what'd you say, wood? You know how you have this wood kitchen, you know? Yeah. It is not really cherries, like I would say Is it cream? It's not really cream. It's like light brown. It's not really brown. It's I don't even know how the color is. Let me open my eyes for a
Like
minute.
a camel light, right?
Huh?
Like camel right, light, right, camel color.
The color would want to look mostly like the color
Camel.
would want to look mostly like your face.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now I
Is
have a
that how
cherry.
your kitchen looks?
No, I have a cherry.
No, it's not. It's not really cherry. No, I'm in this person's house. It's not cherry. It's have the color like your complexion like, and I'm in their kitchen at the moment. Now, in that kitchen is very combative. There's a lot of war that goes on in this kitchen. Oh, yes, I see the person now. Yeah. There's a lot of argument that goes into this kitchen. You see, this is not a brand new house. This is a house where people used to live. So somebody actually died in this house. And what was going on in this house was a lot of war in this house. So when you move into a home that have a lot of spirits in that home. So now you're in there and it caused havoc into that home. Plus you have in that home things that basically attract, you call it an attraction. Oh God. You're gonna have to go into your house. And you're gonna have to start doing house cleaning in your house. That simply means if you have statues in there that's not supposed to be in there, take them out. Anything that you see in there that doesn't go right with your spirit, throw it out. Because it's attracting evil spirit. Lord, it is attracted. You can't get too caught up with your hairy scalp. It is attracting. You can't get too caught up with your Harris Hope. You can't get too caught up with the daytime soap operas. It is causing havoc in your kitchen. It is causing havoc in your house. Lord God Almighty. So you love Buddha, throw it out. Oh my God. Anything in your house that you're obsessed with? Throw it out. Any kind of thing like I see some people, they have table me me take measurement on their door, corn on their door. Those things attract evil spirit. So you can't even get rid of these things. Every time you're trying to do something, something it's called no. Put it like this. If you have a dog in your house and you talk to the dog and it's not listening, you gotta get rid of it. This is not time to play around though. This is some serious issues going on in some of us out. If I'm in my house and I see all kind of derogatory going on in my house, I am gonna get rid of what's going on. I'm gonna pray and I'm gonna ask the Holy Spirit to give me eyes to see. To know exactly what's going on in my house. Yeah. That is what's going on. Generational curse of witchcraft. Now, tonight, from last week, we're on this witchcraft business. I don't know why. Because tonight I was going to talk about, but like I said, when you're in a hospital, when you are in a hospital, when you're working in a hospital, as a doctor, you go to school and you train to be a doctor, correct? When you are in triage, like I said before, if you're taking care of a cold, my notes was to talk about my grace is sufficient for thee. It was 2 Corinthians 12, 9 to 10. We don't know if we're going to get back over there into that, but there's certain things that I have to deal with right now before I go over into this. Okay? If you're in a hospital and you're a doctor and someone come into the hospital. Oh, doctor, somebody got a cold. Oh, yeah, we go over there. We're gonna get some cold medicine. We're gonna do this. Oh, they need this. They need this. Da da da. All of a sudden, you got a gunshot wound. Somebody dying. Do you think Dr. D gonna sit with you? Do you think Dr. D is actually going to sit with you when he has somebody over there dying? No. No. Dr. D is going to leave his position with you with a minor cold and go over to the person that's dying from the gunshot wound. That's what's going on here tonight. That is what's going on here tonight. We have people that needs to be delivered. We need the people that needs to be delivered out of witchcraft. We got people that needs to be delivered out of generational curse. We need people that used to, their family members used to have the Ouija board. And when they have the Ouija board, they're over there talking and taking down all these spirits. We got that too in my country over there in Jamaica. And so you bring it into your family, and it's causing all kind of confusion in your family, and you're wondering. Let's talk about this. A person always go to work, very diligent in working, getting their paycheck, but their paycheck always seem like it's going through a basket. They never have enough to pay their bills. Then you have to start thinking, how is my bloodline in my family? Does everybody in this family coming out of poverty? Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know what? I don't want poverty on me. So what you got to do? You got to go in. A lot of people say you start giving, but I'm not going to say that. You're going to follow your heart because the gospel of Jesus Christ is free. Okay, so you got to follow your heart. Where you gonna put your what basket? Where are you getting fed to put your money? So we're not gonna talk about money. Okay, it's up to the individual where they're gonna put their finances. Okay, so let's get back over to here. So you're in a spirit of poverty. Can't make it. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna go in and you're gonna break the foot of poverty, because poverty is a spirit. So you're going to go in and you're going to command the spirit of poverty to be broken. If you are out there and if you're spending money that you're not supposed to spend, that you don't have, you stop it, because you will end up losing everything. If you're in a family where your daddy runs around with everybody in the town, you gotta go into your bloodline and you gotta break it. You gotta call it and you gotta call in sexual sin and you gotta break it. It is a spirit. If you're in a family and they're working witchcraft, you got to break it out of your family because it is a spirit and it follow you where you go and it attract and it attack. And if you don't deal with it, it's going to jump from generation to generation. You have to break it. This is not time to play church with anybody. It is just not going to work. Just not going to work. I have somebody that called me. They were diving into some kind of psychic. And we got to deal with it from last week. We're dealing with it. The spirit come in and take away even his prayer language that he had. And we deal with it and he got it back. You got to deal with these demonic sources and followers. You got to deal with them. You can't play with them. Oh, they come in and you're patty caking with them. It's just not gonna work. It's just not gonna work. It's just not going to work, especially if you have a calling on your life, which every one of us does. Every one of us does have a calling And we just gotta find what area. Go and read Mark 16. I don't even have to touch the Bible because I know these scriptures. Go read Mark 16, verse 15 to the end and listen what Jesus said. Listen when he leave the earth. Listen. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't say you have to gotta get a cemetery degree because that's all we have. It's coming out of the cemetery with our trash talk. That's all we have. We ain't got no Holy Ghost. We ain't got no anointing. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It's not going down right. Jesus is coming back. And he's looking for a people. He is looking for a people. That is why I minister like this. I cannot minister like the massive because when I get ready to minister, I don't know what I'm going to minister about. Yes, I study. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. That is what a good workman does. But when you go out there, shenanigans, and the Spirit of God start talking to you, who is laying down on that bed, who needs that hospital bed and that supernatural injection, you better know how to deal with it. You got to know how to deal with it. You got to know how to drive out these spirits. You got to know. It is not time to play church. It's not time to jump from building to building. It is not time to be playing hopscotch with people's lives. It's not time. This ain't no time for that. It is time for the power ministry. It is time for the love ministry. Forget about the hate part about it. He said, I haven't given you a spirit of fear. But I've given you a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. How are you going to get a sound mind? How are you going to get power? You're going to get it through him. You got to get it through him. How are you going to be that doctor that you're supposed to be out there? Oh my God, when people comes in your presence, how are you going to be able to minister if you don't have that anointing? How are you going to be doing that? I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to run. You're going to feel weak. And you know what? I have seen where people out there ministering, and when they get into an area, they pick up those things from those people and they bring it home. That happened to me in Manchester. That happened to me in Manchester. I was dealing, I know I told you guys about it. I was dealing with someone. My older sister brought the person there, and I ministered to the man. And when I ministered to him, for the whole entire weekend, I have a headache. My head hurts, and I'm like, I call up Kamisha. I said, Kamisha, Lord God, y'all gotta pray for me. I can't take this. Right over there in Manchester, Connecticut, I said, I can't take this. Oh God, my head was staring off. Whoo. I was like, oh, no, this can't work. This can't work. My head hurts. So the next weekend, because I have healing school on Saturdays in Manchester, when I was in Manchester. And that next weekend, after Kamisha prayed, my headache went away. That Saturday, we had a meeting. And while I'm ministering, the man come down again. And granted, I did not know it was him. He come down in the line for prayer. And when that man come in front of me and I started touching him, oh no, my headache come back. I said, oh no, honey. And that's when the father told me what was going on with him. I have a man right in front of me like a dead man. I told that man, you better get to the hospital. Get to the hospital. And God saved him. Could have saved him right there. But God was showing me something. Not everybody can go out there and run demon out of somebody. If, especially if you're not clean. And they're gonna come home and they're gonna raise havoc in your house. It ain't no joke. It's right there in the Bible too. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it also tell you when you get delivered, when you get delivered, and when you go out, make sure you don't bring them back in your house because they're gonna come in there seven times even stronger. Oh, I don't care how many times, but they're gonna come back. These spirits, you can smell they foul. You can walk around your house and you can smell stuff and you'd be wondering, you know, what kind of smell is this? Because some of them come with a stench. That's how they operate. They bring sickness. In my family is asthma. What do you have going on in your family? What do you have? See, you got to pinpoint these things. What do you have going on in your family? Pinpoint it. Find the scriptures. Don't get off that scripture until you see something. That's what I have to be doing. I tell you, from January, I have this cold and he just not want to go. Oh, Lord. Just want to just sit up there and act stupid and do not want to go. And I have to tell it, oh, no, you got to go. Gotta go. And then I start thinking about some stuff. Oh God, I can't say a lot too much pill. It ain't pill. If the Bible tells you Jesus Christ himself walked with the greatest physician, which was Luke. So I said, okay, if I'm going and if I'm trusting and believing God, I'm believing God, I'm believing God, and nothing is happening. Maybe I'm like Paul, his grace is sufficient. And that's why I come into scripture tonight, 2 Corinthians 12, 10. But then I could even get to the scriptures because I am doing target practice on the line in somebody's home. I'm in your home, Tara. Your name is T-O-R-A. I am in your home. I want you to put your hand on your heart. I want you to take your hand right now. And I want you to put whatever you're doing and put it down. And I want you to repeat after me. I want you to put your left hand up, put your right hand over here, and put your left hand up in the sky. And I want you to repeat after me, Heavenly Father, I come tonight for you to break that chain. Break that chain. Break every chain off my life. Every single chain. I say break it now. I say, oh yes, there it goes. What? Go right now. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Say thank you, Jesus. Put your hand up now and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Put up both hands and say, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus, for breakthrough. Breakthrough now in the spirit. There it goes. In the mighty name. That's what it is. Those are breakthrough. Breakthrough. Yes. That's the supernatural, honey. Ditushima toko kitoko shaka rema mama koshike. That's the spirit of the anointing that comes to break every yoke. Break it. Put your hand on your belly. Put your hand on your belly. Put your right hand on your belly. No. Yeah. There it goes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. There is no other God beside you. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly there is no God beside you, Lord. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we just worship him. There's a scripture in the Bible, Tara, and Psalms 150, verse 6. And I want you to praise him. Hallelujah. I want you to praise him. And I want you to break the spirit of torment. They want to torment you. They want to torment. But I said, in the mighty name of Jesus, go. Go, go and never return in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh my God. 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 Nicole, I want to see your eyes, Nicole. I want to see your face. I'm telling you guys, sometimes you need to just put on your video, whatever you want to call it. Because Nicole, I want to talk to you. There, yes, Nicole, you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, Nicole, I love you. I love you, honey. I love you so much, sweetheart. And I want you to know tonight, you know Jesus, right? That's good. I want you to know tonight that he loves you. And when those things that you hear, don't you hear voices sometimes? I'm telling you, when those voices come, I am gonna Aramosikira. Hiromosatikusha. I want you to put your hand up right now. Put both your hands up right now, honey. I want you to put them as far as I can see them. Put them right up like this. And in the name of Jesus, I command your belly to be stand still. I command your body to be in line in the Holy Ghost. And I break and I bind every foul demonic spirit. Now. There it goes. Put your hand up and I want you to say thank you. Put your hand up and say thank you, Jesus. Put your hand
Thank you,
up and say
Jesus.
praise your holy name. Put
Praise
your
your
hand
holy
up
name.
and say praise your name, God.
Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise your name, Almighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, deliverance, God Almighty. Ayamakuti. You're not finished. You're not finished. You're not finished. Kishomakata. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go. I command you to take your hand off. And I'm speaking to you right now. And I'm telling you never to return. Nicole, what I want you to do, I want you to take your Bible out every single day. Because they're going to try to come back. And I want you to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I want you to
Yes,
spend
ma'am.
time, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. See, Matthew talks about your king. That is why we have to be in a place where we are able to be ministered to when we need ministering. Nicole, people are going to say all manner of things, but you have to know in your heart that the Creator Himself created you beautiful in His sight. And if you don't know certain things, the enemy will come in and he will distort. And he will tell you all manner of things. And then he will come in and he will set up shop. And you're going to be feeling inadequate. But you know what? You are the queen, you are the child of the king. And Matthew talks about the king. In kingdom, we have a king. In kingdom, you have a queen. And then you have the prince and the princesses. And then you have every single person that works in that kingdom. And you got to know what goes on in Matthew about the king. That is why I'm here tonight to minister to you in regards to the king. So he's talking to you about Matthew. And somebody say, oh my God, I want to be like her. No, I just hear it just now. Somebody said, I want to be like her. No. You don't want to be like me. You want to be like him. You do not want to be like me. You want to be like him. So you got to repent. You don't want to be like nobody else but him. Because I may lie to you, but he will not. I may fail you, but you will not. So quit want to be like somebody else. Want to be like Mike. No. Be like Matthew, the king, okay? So then, Mark. And what I do, Nicole, I mark up my Bible. I write in my Bible. Because I don't know everything. And that's what we got to do. Get a Bible that we could write in, that when we're ministering, whatever that we have in that Bible, and it's already written in there, we have little notes beside, you can be able to minister effectively. So now you go to Mark. So here you leave your king in Matthew as your king, and then you go over to Mark, who is the servant. And he's going to teach you how to be a servant in his kingdom, because he was a servant and he came and he served individuals. So you see how important that is for you understand. Then you go over Matthew, Mark, Luke. So you have to write this down. I remember when I talked to my daughter and she'll come back to me and she said, oh, this is what you said, and I'm like, oh no, I never say. Oh yeah, she said, when you're talking, that's my little niecey. When you're talking, I always have a pencil paper, and I admire that. So when I minister, I tell individual, get yourself a pencil and paper based on what my niece told me. I always have pencil and paper when you talk to me. Okay, so Luke is in the man form, is in humanity. So Luke is going to teach you. When you read about the book of Luke, Jesus is expressing himself in manhood. So we all need to know not the feminine or not the male, but what's the human part of us, right? That's what we need. Then we go over to John. And John is talking about the deity, who he is, why he came, who he is, and you need to know who he is. So I want you to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When my husband put up the tape, when he put up the Zoom, I want you to go online and I want you to listen to tonight over and over and get it inside of you. We all get it inside because I am going to go listen to it over. Because we are all learning together. The Holy Spirit is giving us information. He's looking for a person. Next week, it could be you doing the same thing, even tomorrow, even tonight. When you go to sleep, when you get vision, get your pencil and your paper and start writing down these visions. Ask him to give you interpretation. Ask him to give you insight. What he's going to do is going to talk to your heart. Your heart is your true person. And then whatever he say, you start writing. Find somebody who can interpret. If you talk to me and if I don't give you the right information, go find somebody else. You see what I'm saying? This is not a one-man show. We are all in this collectively, and we work together as one. Don't let anybody tell you that they all have the answer, because that's a lie. Okay? We all
That's
have
right.
to work together as one unity. When you read in the book of Acts, oh my God, they have everything in common. One accord. We got to get to this. We can't go around and pump up man. We got to pump up Jesus. We got to pump up Jesus. We got to pump him up. And once you pump up Jesus, when men start failing you won't feel anything. I mean, you'll pray for the person, but you won't feel bad. Why? Because he's not God. He's a mere person, just like you are. And another thing I have to say, oh my God, it's 8:30. Another thing that I have to say is, when you study, and if you don't get the opportunity to talk about what you study, don't worry about it. We are called to people. We are the building. Our whole entire body is the building where Jesus Christ wants to live. We are the hospital person. We are the doctor in the hospital. So that's why when you go out, for me, I got all these clothes and all this stuff, but I can't dress to go out there. When I go, I have to go like I'm in, going in a scrub, okay? Because I am actually working. If the person is have crying and stuff, they can actually come and lay their hand, lay their check. You know what I mean? I don't have to worry about my outfit, $500 up. No. We are in this thing together. I want you to know this one person. Do not worry. I talked to this person already, and I felt it again. Do not worry about a thing. Friday, you go in and things are just going to work in your favor. Don't worry. You got to trust them 100%. Jobs, I see jobs coming. You believe in God for a job? You believe in God for a change in your location and job? I see it coming. Finances. You ever see a green tree? That is like in the form of money, money coming. All you have to do is to go out there and say, money coming to me. Money run after me. Let it be an attraction. Out of the abundance of the heart, let your mouth speak. The Bible says in Proverbs, death and life. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So when you go out, just like Jesus, when Jesus and the Father and the Son sitting up there in dark, they said, you know what? After they start communicating together, they said, you know what? It's too dark. Guess what? Let there be light. What happened? Effective immediately, there goes light. And effective immediately, when you speak out of your mouth, and when it comes out of your belly, and when it goes into the atmosphere, it's going to manifest itself. It may not be right there because you may not see it right away. But it's already manifested in the spirit. You just have to wait. Remember last week? The now and the then. So we're living in the now situation. God already took care of it then. Finances run after us now. Falling in love run after us now. Our children are in line now. Generational curse, break now. Incestual spirit, break now. Sexual demon, break now. Anything to do with sexual demons, anything fall under it, adulterous, fornication, break it now. Lying, demonic spirit, break it now. People that's always going to jail in the family, break it now. Looting and shooting and fighting and backbiting, break that spirit now. Call yourself a bloodline breaker. Bloodline. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. It's like you're typing. Break it, break it, break it, break it, break it now. Put the switch on and break it. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Okay. Wait a minute, what's that? Oh, wait a minute. Ooh. Wow. Well, okay. Well, this person just come online. Oh, okay. So they didn't get to hear what I was saying. So what they had to do, this is the instruction. When my husband put this thing up, go in. What I see just now, you're limping. It does not necessarily mean that you're in pain, but you are in a crossroad. Yeah. And you're limping in this crossroad. You're confused. You're getting, oh my God. Oh, okay. Oh my God. I see the person. Okay. Guess what? You're going to have a meeting. Oh, okay. You're putting on a conference. And when you're putting on this conference, but you want things. And it's not even you putting, I think you're working, oh, okay. I think you're working with the conference people, but things are not coming in the way you want it to come in. So you know what? Listen to how you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father God, you wanted me to do this meeting. Yes. So therefore, Father, I don't know how the finance is gonna go because you gotta believe God. If, you know what? Listen to me. If God tell you to do this, listen to me. Oh my God. If he tell you to do it, let me. You know how many time I come to Connecticut to come look for you guys? And I don't have the finances, but I will tell you one thing. When I get there, the Father give me the finances. And you're gonna have to get to this point where you know you felt in your heart. And so what? If you didn't even okay, let's put it like this, honey. If he didn't even tell you to do this, and you're going with somebody to do it, I'm just saying, right? Hey, you're going out to do his work. Tell him what you do. Take up Isaiah 45 verse 3. Isaiah 45 verse 3, and start calling in the people from the massive, off of the highways. Tell God to take them out of the dungeon. Tell him how you feel. But my God, do not feel stressed out. He have already taken care of the situation. And another thing, he said you ain't got no situation. Those are not your children. Those are his. And you're not in there for finances. You're, oh Jesus, let me come out of your kitchen. You are out there to give people. What's wrong with you guys? You're out there to give people the information. So all you have to do, get dressed, go out there. He said, study, get dressed, go out there, be in a position. I'm talking to you. Whether you want to write it down, don't call me, don't want to ask because I don't know. I'm giving you this by the Spirit. Be in a position where if you even study and people come into the meeting, let him deal with the people, he's saying, not you. Don't get hype up. Don't get sweaty. Don't get fearful and scared because it's his business. It's not your business. That's what he said to tell you. That's what he said to tell you. That is exactly what he said. I'm looking over here. and I see my daughter and my grandbaby, and I see my other daughter. I'm looking out over and I see all my babies. But your mama is ministering by the Spirit. So I have to hear. I'm gonna be like Trisha. Y'all gotta let me go to minister to the people. Stop smiling, because I ain't smiling. Not fair. No. That's not your name. That's not your name. That's not the name I give you. Simone, stop smiling. I love you. I love you. I could minister all night. There's so many different needs. There's so many needs. I could go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. There's a lot of needs. There's a lot of needs and there's a lot of wants. What do you want? Tell him what you need. Tell him how you want to use it. What do you want it for? Have a one-on-one talk with him. A lot of people come from West Indian country and they also associate themselves like from down south. And they call it roots. Not my name, Ruth. They call it roots. And it's like, I see this thing and it's like cross. It's like cross, crossy, crossy, crossy. And that's all I see. So your life was in a cross. It was not balanced. So how are you going to get it balanced? You're going to get your life now, and then I'm going to go. You're going to get your life now balanced with the word of the living God. Because when this demonic spirit comes into your home or into wherever you're located, you got to speak to them by the spirit, not your word, but by the spirit of God. That simply means I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. I'm talking about using God's word on him. And when I say him, it doesn't necessarily mean a him. I'm talking about whatever is plaguing, whatever trying to come into your bed, and whatever I see they come in here and they're trying to suppress you down into the bed. You got to say back up and back out and get out. And you got to remind them of when you get your breakthrough. Nicole, you got to remind them, okay? You got to tell them when you get your breakthrough. You got to tell them when you get your breakthrough. You got to speak. You got to tell them to get out of your house. You got to tell them to get out of your bedroom. Get out of your bathroom. They're trying to attack you in the bathroom, right?
Yes.
They're trying to attack you in the bathroom. Tell you what, when you go in there, drive them out. They're trying to attack you in the kitchen too, because you love to be in the kitchen, right?
Yes.
I see it. I see it. I'm over in your house, mama girlfriend, because in order for me to do what I'm doing, the Spirit of God have to transport me into different location. In order for me to be able to deal with what's going on in the location, because I can't go to every home, but because we are spirits, we travel in the spirits. Okay? We're just,
Yes, ma'am.
God have we here on this earth to use us in the natural earth. But while we are here and he wants us to do work in Jamaica, Florida, Georgia, and I'm sitting here talking to you, we can be trans. I mean, he could transport us in the spirit. He could take us and take my spirit man and let me walk with you in your house, hugging you. You could feel my presence. Why? Because we are spirits. And just like the Holy Spirit, he lives inside of us. He shows us. It's for us to go out and to deal with it right there in the spirit. That's how I can be able to be effective working with the Father God in the spirit. I don't have to go into your home. I don't have to lay hands on the people or in the person. All I have to do, once the Spirit of God started talking, start speaking, start showing me, then I'm able to execute. You see what I'm saying? So that's why you have to be able to be so in tuned with him. Because man does, I don't know nothing. You call me back tomorrow. A lot of people will tell you there's certain things that I say to them, I may not even know what I'm saying, right? Because the Holy Spirit knows all things, he ministered through all of us, but we just have to make sure that we are speaking what he tells us to do. And don't go put anything on it and don't take anything off of it. Just be truthful. If I'm doing anything wrong, anybody thinks I'm doing anything wrong, they tell me, they talk to me, they call me, and we have a one-on-one. But you see, when people's lives are getting changed, I don't want to hear from nobody. I am not interested. When God is showing me something and people's lives are getting changed and people are getting breakthrough, don't even dial my number. Don't even pick up my phone because it's not going to be nice. Because once I'm out of the spirit, I ain't nice. I'm getting ready to go to jail. You understand me? So therefore, don't call me. Once I'm in the spirit and God is using me, I don't want to hear crap from nobody. That's just that. That's just my MO, what you want to call it. That's just how I roll. Okay? You hear me, Nicole? I ain't nothing to play with.
Yes,
Maybe that's
ma'am.
why God is using me, because I ain't taking no crap from nobody. I'm not going out to lie to nobody. I'm not going out to beg nobody nothing. But I'm here to hide myself behind the cross and let Jesus Christ himself come forth and minister to his people. And that's the difference. I love every single person. And I want you to go and I want you to tell somebody. I want you to tell somebody about what your breakthrough is tonight. And if they ever need a breakthrough, you could either get in touch with the person that tell you about the line, or you could ask for my number and I could put you on the line, how we go about sending out the email and sending out the texts, and I'll do that. I'm only here to help God's people, nothing else. And I want you to put your hand up and we want to just say, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. You are the Father that everybody needs and should have. You are more than enough. And we thank you, Father. I don't know about nobody, but I know about me. I thank you for using me. I thank you for using me. I thank you for using me to help your people. I thank you for opening my mouth for me to talk to your people. Father, send somebody in my path that I need to talk to me when I'm out of line. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you for your people. Father, watch over them, Father. Protect them and guide them, Father. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you now and I command you to back off and back out of their homes, out of their family, out of their lives. Oh, you're lying, demonic spirit. Yes, they're going to do good on their job. Yes, they're going to do good on their test. Yes, their test, they're going to do good on their test. You will not let them think that they're going to fail. That's a lie. Simone, I want you to say,
Yes, members.
I am going to graduate strong. I am going to graduate strong. I
I'm
am going
going
to
to graduate
graduate
strong.
strong. The A's that I believe God for, I'm going to graduate with A's. Yes, I'm not going to have no if and but. I'm going to graduate strong. I want you to say that
Am.
out of your mouth tonight.
I
Now,
am going to graduate strong.
I'm going to get my A's.
I'm gonna continue getting my A's.
You got that right. Enemy trying to come and tell you that, oh my God, it's getting too hard. Oh my God, what is wrong with you? You better get your butt up, girl. Get up and anoint yourself and oil. Read Psalms 91.
Okay.
Anything in your house that not supposed to be in it, throw it out. Find them mommies. Find them Chinese headaches and dust them in the garbage. Oh yeah, the Buddha. Yeah, throw the Buddha them in the garbage because they can't give you no money. Then I have no use. You are going to get your A's. That's what you need to say, okay? No
Amen.
back down. No backlash.
Amen.
Yes, mommy.
Yes, I finished all last semester with all A's.
Thank you, Jesus. and
Yes.
trust him. Okay, baby.
Amen.
I'm not calling nobody. I'm busy. I gotta put my stuff together for Aston on Wednesday. But I just want you guys to know Jesus is a way maker. Jesus is a way maker. And if you could just see, I mean, when you when you see, I just see, it's like coming out of the clouds, smiling like nothing. I mean, with his hands are extended wide, and he is saying in our own language, I got you all. Wow. That is awesome. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I love you guys. I'm gonna have to try to get out of this because this is very high. This is so high that it feels like if you touch it, the Holy Spirit is so strong. You could actually feel it. But I gotta let you go because you gotta go to bed because some people go to work, but you could actually feel it. And you could have that same present. You could come off the line and you could go with that same presence because he is here. And if I could sing, I would have sing this song. He's here. Tamika, you know to sing that song? You know to sing that song? Who can know who know that song? Holy Spirit. That song come in my heart. Just his name again. He's here. Listen closely, something
Just
like that.
play. Hear him call, lay out your name.
Who is singing?
You see, you
Ooh.
can touch him.
Ooh.
You will never be
Yeah, that
the
song. He is
same.
here. See, if you sing it
Oh,
and you just sing it out of your belly, I feel like you're supposed to
baby.
sing it out of your belly.
You
Man, I would have been dangerous if I know how to sing.
see,
I mean,
you
it's like you go in your belly. What about these people that know how to sing and just take it in your belly? And you go in your belly. Let me see if I could get it. Easy. Something like that. Oh, man.
Holy, holy,
Oh, my
I
God. I don't know what to say.
will bless
God, don't I mess up my spirit. Na na ni.
you.
Na 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 ni. Easy. Touch him closely. Na-na-na-na-na. Hallelujah. One of these days, I'm gonna be going to singing school, and I'm gonna know how to sing, and I'm gonna come and I'm gonna bust y'all up with my singing experience. Watch and see. Wait till I come out. I'm gonna come out of the group on the massive, and I'm gonna sing y'all onto the table. Wait, I'm gonna sing y'all onto the table. I got to go because even the one Tamika, she know how to sing. I'm talking about you, my granddaughter and her mom. They know how to sing, and they be acting like they can't sing. And all they gotta do is to go in their belly and use their belly like a drumstick because that's exactly what I see. And I got to go. See y'all later, alligator. Bye. I love y'all.
Bye.
Love you too.